Down with the king.
Yo, yo, you know what it's about, so let's tell them why you're mad.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I'm mad.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now for something completely different.
It's time for a royal rant presented by the Kings of Sport. Welcome to the Kings of Sport, the program changing the game one show at a time, a.k.a. the world's most dangerous podcast, a.k.a. iTunes' longest-running weekly episodic sports show produced and hosted by two or more African-Americans who are not affiliated with a major network. I am your host, the Godfather Nate Milton, and I am flying solo this week for a truncated edition of the program, a royal rant, if you will, and I know it's been a long time. We should have left you without a dope cast to step two. But there's been a good reason for our lack of productivity lately. Just speaking for myself, this is one of the busiest times of the year going from the summer into the fall because my football season picks up and I'm doing more games as well as the restaurant's getting busier, particularly in this era of the Popeye's chicken sandwich. All the other chicken joints have, you know, had to redouble their efforts, if you will. So they've been working me like triple overtime at Zaxby's so we can come out with a plan, formulate an offensive to take down the Popeye's chicken sandwich. But more on that, you know, on a later episode of the show probably. The other thing is, I don't think we talked about it on the last edition of the podcast. We may have, but I don't think so. But I recently was on the air down here in Virginia on WTAR, which is a local sports station. We'll see where that goes. So I've got a lot on my plate right now, and I'm trying to eat responsibly, if you will, when it comes to things I got going on. You know, I still got insurance going on. And speaking of, this is National Insurance Awareness Month. So for all the listeners out there, if you have a life insurance policy, that is a great first step. If you do not, holla at your man. A 30-minute conversation can save you a lifetime of hardship and struggles for your family. So we got to make sure your income is properly protected. Make sure if anything happens to you, you're leaving something for posterity, if you will, because if not, they're going to be out on a posterior, if you feel what I'm saying. So, I got that going on as well, and it's just a lot right now. You know, we've missed a couple big stories, Andrew Luck's retirement, the continuing saga of Antonio Brown out here acting crazy, Jay-Z getting in bed with Roger Goodell, Boogie Cousins out here doing Boogie Cousins things, AEW sparking a revolution in the professional wrestling world, and so much more. Serena Williams appearing to be back on track, the most dominant force in professional women's tennis. So it's a lot of stuff that's kind of falling through the cracks. Major League Baseball headed towards the playoffs. A lot of things that have kind of gone by the wayside since Marcus and I have not been able to reconvene on these microphones, if you will. But all of that news, as big as it may be, pales in comparison to the story of the year. And it's the reason Brother Marcus cannot be here this week and probably will not be back on the show for the next month or so. And I think he would be fine with me letting everybody know the good news. So, yeah, we have a future king in our midst now. as the Vanderbergs have welcomed the young prince into the world. I will heretofore call this young man by the name, the moniker I have chosen for him, Baby Vanderberg, a.k.a. Young Simba. Yes, Young Simba is with us here in the world, so congratulations to my brother Marcus and his wife, and I am happy to report that both mother and child are doing well as I record this. So yes, from me and all of the Kings of Sport Nation out there, because we know Marcus is listening. Who knows? Maybe he actually convinced his lovely wife to listen, since this episode is under an hour. Hell, it's under 30 minutes. Congratulations to the both of y'all from myself, Kings of Sport Nation, and you know, take as much time as you need, because we'll hold down the fort for you. So, in regards to the program itself, I don't know what we're gonna do for the next 3 weeks. I think, you know, we'll definitely have some full length episodes with some guest hosts, but we'll also probably do a lot more of these types of episodes, these kind of standalone episodes, whether it be a royal rant on a certain topic or perhaps something political, maybe in a bonus episode of the 2020 Twin. We'll probably see some more integration with the Patreon, just because it's easier for me on my end in Virginia to record something on my computer and upload it to the Patreon. So there might be more Patreon exclusive stuff during this interim where Marcus is away. So if you haven't subscribed to the Patreon yet, I think now would be a great jumping on point. Not only will you get access to the 45-50 hours of available bonus content that's already on the Patreon, including our political show, the 2020 Twin, including the Chain Reaction, which is a wrestling pay-per-view reaction show, including MCU reviews, including our NBA trade deadline special, including video versions of the podcast. Now would be a good time to head over to patreon.com/thekingsofsport. Hop on that so you won't miss a thing. Who knows? I might even just drop some free episodes on the Patreon over the next month or so y'all can get a taste of that as well and sample the goods before you buy it, so to speak. But since this is a sports show, I mean, it's in the title of the program, I figured I could not leave you without at least diving into one story, and I guess in a way to counterbalance the fact that we haven't done a show for a few weeks, I will hit you with some topical news, with some breaking news, if you will. So somebody play the breaking news sounder that we've never played on this show before. All right. There are various sites out there, various credible sites, including Yahoo Sports, NFL.com, and TMZ, that are reporting that as of 30 minutes ago, talented yet tumultuous wide receiver Antonio Brown has been released by the Oakland Raiders. This is a crazy story, y'all. Like, if you've been following this AB situation, like, I haven't even watched Hard Knocks, but to me, the AB situation has been one of the crazier episodes in the NFL I can remember. You know, it's almost like an episode of Playmakers, the old show ESPN used to run back in the day before they realized they was in bed with the NFL and they didn't want to upset nobody with how good that show was and how real that show was. But be that as it may, Antonio Brown, whether you talk about cryogenically freezing his feet, whether you talk about the helmet issue, the fines, calling Mike Mayock, his general manager, a cracker, allegedly, and now complaining about losing guaranteed money, releasing tapes of him and John Gruden, which I think is a federal crime, taping somebody without their permission. And so the Raiders, I guess they said, you know what? We done. We washing our hands of this, baby. We gonna let you go. Like Sting said. No, not that Sting. Not the man called Sting. The other Sting. Like the other Sting said, if you love someone, if you love somebody, set them free. And I don't know if there was any love left between the Raiders organization and Antonio Brown, but they most certainly set this brother free. And I don't know who is going to pick this guy up, because here's the thing. Number one, Antonio Brown doesn't come cheap. I don't know, you know, what's the situation with his contract, the way the Raiders have it structured, how much they're on the hook for. Hell, I don't know if they'll receive their draft pick back just because Antonio Brown has been so difficult. I would assume the Steelers get to keep that. But in terms of his contract, in terms of him being able to go somewhere else, is he free and clear? Or do the Raiders still control some of the rights to where he gets to play? The story is, like I said, it's still developing. Like, it literally just popped up on my feed while I was recording this. So we'll see where this saga goes. In terms of who would want him and where does he go, I have a sinking suspicion, because the league is nothing if not sports entertainment, that he ends up in the one place where magically Antonio Brown becomes a model citizen and a stand-up guy, and that's with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady with the New England Patriots. And let me tell you something, people. If that happens, if that comes to fruition, we know the NFL is fixed. We know the NFL is a game. It's more than a game, but it's a game. Because they playing games with us. And there's some game. Okay, the whole game analogy ain't really working. But you see where I'm going here, people. If Antonio Brown ends up with the Patriots, that is the most NFL thing ever. Other landing spots? I think if you're a contender, he's certainly worth checking out. But only if your locker room is strong enough. And I think, seeing this, we have to give a lot of credit to Mike Tomlin and that Pittsburgh Steelers locker room. Because if Antonio Brown has been this crazy, and as Kanye West would say, name one genius that ain't crazy, and Antonio Brown is certainly a genius when it comes to playing the wide receiver position. If he's been this crazy for this long, the Steelers did a yeoman's job of bottling that crazy up and funneling that crazy into being a productive player for so long. The reason the Raiders couldn't keep it together is they have no structural organization. You can say Mike Mayock is the general manager. But who Mike Mayock? Could you tell Mike Mayock, if I gave you a lineup of five random general managers in the NFL, could you pick Mike Mayock out of a lineup if you haven't seen him on ESPN, if you hadn't seen him on the NFL Network, if you hadn't seen him on Fox Sports, if you hadn't seen him on TV somewhere? Could you pick Mike Mayock out of a lineup? No, you couldn't. And if you're telling me you can, I would say you ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. And so the Raiders have very little structure, very little organization when it comes to the franchise right now, because Mike Mayock is not really somebody that strikes fear into the heart of the team. Mark Davis and Mark Bedain, the owner and the president of the team, don't really strike fear in the hearts of the players. So who is the one person in management on this team that actually carries weight, that actually has some fortitude and some power behind their words? And that's John Gruden. That's your man Chucky. But here's the thing. Chucky has the power, but he's also the head coach. He's also a player's coach, quote unquote. So he doesn't want to push the players, but so far. Even during this Antonio Brown thing, outside of maybe one or two comments, John Gruden has been very generous and very conciliatory towards Antonio Brown. So, again, I don't see where the organizational structure is going to come from inside the Raiders team to facilitate a player that can get a little crazy sometimes. Again, let's look at the litany of offenses that this brother's had within like less than 3 months with this organization. You talking about the cryotherapy deal with his feet. You talking about fighting the NFL over the use of the outdated helmet. You talking about leaving the team while he was fighting the helmet issue. He lost a grievance with the NFL and was told that the replacement that he got wasn't working, so he needed to go back to the drawing board and get another helmet. He skipped practices. He skipped meetings. Got fined over $50,000. Posted the fine letter that he got on social media, on the gram. Got into an argument with Mike Mayock, where he allegedly called Mike Mayock a cracker and a biatch, which I don't think is good practice for dealing with employers, unless you know you're about to be up out of there. And again, had to deal with John Gruden on tape, which was compelling video, compelling audio, but I don't think that's really what you want to do if you want a long and fruitful relationship with a team. And then Saturday, the day we are recording this, Antonio Brown asked for his release, and he was granted it summarily by the Oakland Raiders. So, again, this has just been a wild, crazy story. The long and winding road of Antonio Brown continues. I'm sure this will not be the last we hear from this brother this season, because at the end of the day, as much as you might not want to admit it out there, he's going to get a second chance because he is talented. Antonio Brown is in the top 10%. He is in the 90th percentile, to use the old Scantron verbiage from when we was back in school back in the day taking those standardized tests. He is in the 90th percentile of football players in the world, on the planet Earth. So he gets a lot of leeway. Like, not only is he in the top 10% of football players on the planet, inside of that top 10%, he's probably in the top 10, 15% of that. So he's super elite when it comes to what he brings to a football team. You can plug him into any lineup and you're guaranteed to get, you know, 150 to 200 yards receiving with one or two touchdowns every single week. That's what Antonio Brown can offer you. And so when you are that talented, when you are that skilled, you're going to get leeway. You're going to get breaks. It's the reason Tom Brady gets to yell at people and gets to, you know, act like a child sometimes on the sidelines, and the announcers will let it slide. And it's more than just the fact that they cape up for their man Tom Brady. Is that he has earned, so to speak, the right to behave that way, even though I don't think he has. I don't think anybody should behave that way. But in the eyes of the league, he's earned the right to behave that way because of what he's done and what he's accomplished on the field. Much so with Antonio Brown. He has earned the right to be a crazy man. And any team that wants that skill set, he's got a particular set of skills that make him dangerous to defensive backs out there. Anybody that wants that skill set will have to put up with the crazy. And it's like a relationship. Everybody's crazy. Spoiler alert. You listening to the show right now, you got a little crazy in you. I got a little crazy in me. Marcus got a little crazy in him. Everybody's got crazy in them. It's just, what type of crazy do you have? And when you find somebody that you want to enter into a relationship with, can they crazy mess with your crazy? So Antonio Brown needs to go out here on Football Tinder and find out who he can match up with. Maybe he can go on blackreceiversmeet.com, because this is where black receivers meet. Maybe Farmers Only has an NFL affiliate site, even though it'll probably just be like offensive linemen on there. Farmersonly.com. Richie Incognito just killing on that site. But he needs to find a team that will fit. And I'm trying to think. You got to have a strong locker room. You got to have a very strong organizational structure, both head coach, general manager, and owner. All three of those facets had to be on point. And it's got to be a team that is maybe a piece or two away from making a run at the Super Bowl, and they need a wide receiver. So who could that be? Who could that be? My top three predictions for where Antonio Brown could land, and again, this is not scientific. This is spur of the moment. This story just broke literally while I was recording the episode. My top three in reverse order. At number three, I'm going to say the Miami Dolphins because AB is from that area. AB is somebody who I think could fit in with that flash. They just lost Kenny Stills in the Jadeveon Clowney trade, so they could use some help on the offensive side of the football. And if let's face it, the Dolphins at best, the Dolphins are an 8-8 team, and that might be giving them too much credit. So they'll need a little sizzle for this $2 steak that they're going to try to serve the customers. So I got the Dolphins at number three. I've got the Carolina Panthers at number two, and that's just because I really would like to see what Cam Newton could do with a legitimate wide receiver for the first and maybe only time in his career. Instead of out here dinking and dunking with Devin Funches and Ted Ginn Jr.'s and who's the Kelvin Benjamin? I was going to say, who was the receiver that was good and then got fat? Like, not that there's nothing wrong with being fat. Fluffy brothers of the world stand up. But then, you know, kind of fell off in Buffalo, and that's Kelvin Benjamin. So, yeah, Antonio Brown, even at 31, 32 years old, would immediately be the best wide receiver, the best vertical threat that Cam Newton has ever had to operate with. And you put him together with Cam, with Christian McCaffrey in the backfield, with a recovering Greg Olsen, who is still, even at his advanced age, a nice safety valve at the tight end position. And I think the Panthers could do some work. And like I said, you got somebody with a strong personality like Cam, who was a respected leader in that locker room, and Riverboat Ron as the head coach, who is not going to stand for any foolishness out here on these streets. So that's number two. And then, of course, the number one prediction by Nate and by the Kings of Sport for where Antonio Brown could end up is the New England Patriots, because it's all a fix. It's all a game, baby. We all in the Matrix, and Bill Belichick is just controlling this thing like the grand chess master that he is. So it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens with AB and this entire saga. This will not be the last, I'm sure, that we will talk about Antonio Brown on this program. In fact, maybe next week we'll reconvene here and see where the twists and turns of this story have gone in the interim. So be that as it may, I want to thank everybody for just checking out this Royal Rant edition of the Kings of Sport. Again, want to send a shout out to my brother Marcus Vandenberg and his lovely wife on the arrival of young Simba. You're going to be hearing great things from that young man in about 15, 20 years. Who knows? He might take my job when I'm old and gray. I've got to bequeath the Kings of Sport throne, and it'll end up being Vandenberg and son, like Lamont and Fred, running this empire. Yeah. So shout out to Mark. That was a weird tangent, but hey, it is what it is, folks. But yeah, shout out to Marcus and the fam on that wonderful, wonderful good news. Shout out to you guys and girls for listening to the program, downloading the show this week. Again, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/thekingsofsport, particularly over the next 3-4 weeks or so, because I got a feeling, like, again, I'm not sure, but I got a feeling I'll probably drop a lot of things on the Patreon just because it's easier from a logistical standpoint. So if you don't want to miss anything, and like I said, some of that stuff will be free, but other stuff will be behind the paywall. So if you don't want to miss anything, if you don't want to miss all these hot takes, all these cool insights, if you will, check out the Kings of Sport Patreon at patreon.com/thekingsofsport. You can check out Brother Marcus on Twitter at Marco Will. Send him some congratulatory notes. MarcoWill at Marco Will on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at N8, MozaiK, at Nate Mosaic. Follow the show, Cospod, KOS_POD, Cospod on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thekingsofsport. iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, we shall be there. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of the world's most dangerous sports show, the Kings of Sport podcast. You can check us back here next week for an all-new edition of the program. And yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's guaranteed that we're going to have some fun with it. So, for Marcus Vandenberg, I am the Godfather Nate Milton. And it's bad, bad Antonio Brown. Baddest wideout in the whole damn town. Yes, he was badder than old King Kong. And meaner than the Junkyard Dog. Because you've been down with the Kings.
Little South Side of Chicago.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Royal Rant. Agree with our take? Think we're off base? Or maybe you've got something completely different that you need to vent about? Well, tell us why you're mad on Facebook, facebook.com/thekingsofsports, or on Twitter, Cospod on Twitter. That's KOS underscore POD, Cospod on Twitter.
Time is really wasted.
Leave it all on the mat, because that's what I do when I get it done so I can do it. Yeah!